All right, ready?
The nerves. Okay, we are back. Round number, what's this, episode 35? So I know y'all probably missed us, the SNL and Will Ultimate number one, most audacious, monstracious, making Tom Brady look like a child in awesome-acious level of podcast. Welcome back, and let me introduce to you my reoccurring host, Natalie, Will, and Libby. Next.
Yep.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yep. So that's about it for me.
Cool. Well, Libby, we have to talk about someone. There's an elephant in the room.
I think that we have come to this point on the podcast where we would just like to take a second and acknowledge one of our dearest friends has a podcast. Thank you. Next.
Yeah, cool. We've now acknowledged the existence of the podcast.
They'll teach you about essential oils.
You should go over there.
Maybe.
And listen to it.
But then come back over here because we're pretty cool.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we deserve your vote. Either way.
Do you guys want to play a game?
I'd love to play a game.
All right. So this game is going to be called Real or Fake because you're going to have to guess if something's real or if something's fake. And we're going to play Real or Fake country lyrics. So I'm going to read for you a few awful, awful, just horrible bars of country music, specifically bro country, the worst invention.
I have a question. Ever.
Out of anything
about the game,
and you're gonna
I think Natalie should, you know, I don't know if we're doing this with points, but just because of the way that her accent is, I'm guessing she has an unfair advantage, and so I feel like me personally, and I don't know about the other people, I'm just trying to be fair here, should get a couple extra points, and Natalie should, you know, be deducted a couple points. If I don't know, that just seems fair to me, but
I feel personally attacked. I feel very attacked.
That's a great idea. Shall we start Natalie off with negative 1 points? Yeah. Natalie has negative one. So here's how the game's going to work. You're going to hear some absolutely terrible bro country bars, and you're going to have to guess if they're real, if they're from a real hit country song, or if I made them up off the top of my head. And since Natalie has an unfair advantage because of her accent, she'll be answering last every time. Each correct answer will get a point, and the winner does not have to listen to any of Natalie's country music playlists on Spotify.
Okay. So do we just scream it out,
I'll ask each in turn. You're welcome to comment on the horribleness of the lyrics if any of these songs are actually on Natalie's playlists, then it's going to be a punishment to listen because I picked the worst of the worst. So shall we begin? All right. So this is from a country song, or is it? That girl, she's like a touchdown, frowns turned upside down. Ice cold beer in a flaming hot June. That girl, she's like a great song on the radio. Don't you know? I'm going to marry her soon. What are your guys' thoughts? How is it?
I mean, I want to say that it's fake, but I think it's too good to be fake.
It's too good. Natalie, would you listen to this
depends
song?
Depends on the beat. But I think this one's fake.
Okay, country songs have the same beat. Well, either way, Old Town Road. Steve, real or fake?
Yeah.
From Old Town Road. So it's real?
Fake.
All right. Libby, real or fake?
I think this one's fake.
Natalie, real or fake?
Heck yeah!
Well, you'd be correct. Oh, this one is a fake one. I made that up. So everyone except
considering
for
I exclusively listen to gospel music, so could I start with one plus point?
No.
I want to start you with like.
Are you against gospel music, Will?
Not that I have any problem.
That's not.
Will basically just said that he's not a Christian.
It's far better than bro country.
Is that what I heard? Wow.
Wow.
Check your heart.
We're gonna move on.
Okay,
to
John,
this.
Chris, sit down.
We're gonna okay. So let's try another one, shall we? Now that I've been sufficiently persecuted. How about this one? Real or fake? I ain't much for mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows.
So that one rhymes pretty nicely.
How's that sound? Did rhyme nicely. I'm pretty good at rhyming, though, so you don't want to judge it based on that.
I don't know. This one could be legit.
Would you listen to this one, Libby or Natalie?
Yeah, I would.
You would listen to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What visual of someone what do you think the singer looks like?
That's not a fair question.
Let's just make a gamble about his appearance.
That's not a fair question.
Okay. I imagine like a dude in a cut off white t-shirt, like where you can see like his beer belly kind of hanging out on the bottom of the shirt.
Okay, maybe a little better than that.
And he's got some unintentional holes worn in his jeans.
I think maybe a little better than that.
I'm getting traumatized.
All right, Steve.
Well, considering the lack of hallelujahs, amen, or Jesus come soon, I would say real.
Real.
Libby, real or fake? Real?
I think it's real.
Natalie?
Heck yeah.
Really?
You guys are all correct. This is from Billy Currington's Pretty Good at Drinking Beer.
That song's my life motto.
Billy Currington is, yeah.
That's why I imagined him to look like. So, given the handicap that we gave Natalie, you guys are now all tied at one.
Really?
Those were the two easiest of it. So it only gets harder from here. Yes. I played this with my dad and some friends the other night, and nobody got more than two correct. So some of y'all have hopefully maxed out your capacity. Let's try another one. Real or fake? She pours me whiskey in a paper cup. This country girl got me cheered up. Driving slow under the Georgia sun.
Oh,
being in love sure is fun. What do y'all think?
What was the date of this song?
I don't know. I don't think he can tell us that.
I cannot tell you that. I can't tell you that.
Kind of.
What do you think this is?
I was getting that vibe a little bit.
It's not. It's real or fake.
Natalie,
did you listen to the song?
I don't know. I'd have to hear the song.
Shoot, Natalie. Where are your standards?
Maybe. Yeah, how would you
on a
how
scale
would you
of 1 to 5, like maybe a 2.
On a scale of 1 to 5. Maybe a 2. Huh. Well, let's see. Steve, real
Taylor
or fake?
Swift. No, Taylor Swift's fake,
Taylor
obviously.
Swift. You think it's real. Interesting. Libby, real or fake? Don't change your answer on me. Libby, real or fake? Definitely real. Natalie, what do you think?
I think this one might be. I'm gonna go with real. This one could be legit.
I definitely guessed fake.
So you all guessed real. That's interesting. I am gonna. Would you guys believe me if I told you I wrote that one? That is fake. Steven, I'm giving you a half
point.
Okay,
so you're
because,
telling me.
You kind of got it right on accident.
I should try writing country music because that was pretty good.
I really think you should rethink your plans.
You should consider that one.
Well, do you guys want to? Well, here's something for you to think. Steven's up by half a point right now. Do you guys want to just give him the win, or do you want to?
Considering
you
only
try
listen to gospel music, maybe we should give him the win for this one.
Yeah,
I think the gospel music's the key. It just like fills your soul.
Oh, just kidding.
And you can.
Well, I actually counted my I counted 1+1
yes!
as well, and Libby's actually winning. So do you guys want
to
give him
the
win?
We need to do
one
more.
This is my favorite thing in the world.
Just want to move on.
Besides Jesus.
You need to do one more. All right, since you love winning so much, Libby, you won't have a problem doing another one.
Okay.
Here's another one. If you love fishing at your favorite hole or shooting fireworks towards the moon, salute to the flag that flies on that pole. and the troops who laid it down.
That one didn't rhyme at all.
It's a pretty good one. It's about the troops, and it definitely rhymed. Oh. It was in a different meter, however.
Can I go ahead and guess on this one?
I
think it's real.
You think
this is real? Considering your pattern of going Steve? Real, fake, it would make sense that this one was real.
I would have to agree.
Yeah, Libby, real or fake?
Yep.
Maybe.
You all think this is real? Interesting. I knew it. This is fake.
All right, you definitely I made that one up too. Will.
That's really interesting. No points, but that means Libby is the only one who does not have to listen to these songs for the rest of her life.
I would like to thank God, my mom.
Now, we'll play other games in the future, but
for getting me to this point. Yes, Jesus for creating radios so that I could listen to country music. And I really could go on and on, but I'll stop here for your own sake.
Well, she lives in Tennessee, everyone. Well,
next up.
What's next on our agenda?
I don't have a narrator voice, but if I did, I would have done it there. Next up. We know that all of your lives are kind of boring right now, right? School started, life kind of sucks, no one's happy. But that's why this podcast is here, right?
What are you, Mac Miller?
Because although your life may suck, right? First, we gave you the gift of this podcast to tune it up. Second, we all have our top-notch recommendations to recommend to your unenthusiastic life to make it enthusiastic. Isn't that kind of exciting?
I think
that's pretty exciting.
Who doesn't need some advice?
Will, do you want to start by giving us your penny of an advice?
My penny of advice? The reality is not all of us can be as bummed out, apparently, as Steve. But not all of us can be as happy as Olivia or Natalie, either. So, I would recommend being medium. That would be my recommendation. Not being reform, right? Maybe we've heard about that.
Either or.
That's
represent.
Not so good. Revelation says not to. But definitely be medium. And a great example of medium is just reading some books, because it's not the most fun thing in the world, but it sure is pretty dang fun. So I'd say read some books. Be medium. Next.
Okay, so for my recommendation, first of all, I'm going to recommend my Fire Spotify playlist, because they're pretty good. So there's some country ones on there that are really, really good. Also, there's a worship playlist on there that has some songs by Alan Jackson. I just found that one the other day, and those are phenomenal. I love them.
Isn't
but also,
he a country
I'm
going to
recommend water, because hydrate or dehydrate, am I right? Also, with school coming around, you know, it's really important. So water. That's my recommendations for today. Next.
Well, I would like to recommend, as many of you know, I have just started college, and so I'm learning what it means to be a truly broke college student, and so I would like to recommend a way for you and about up to 20 of your friends to get dinner for $6, only $6. If you have a local CC's or Stevie B's or any type of restaurant that serves all you can eat pizza, all you need to do is one of you pays the $6.99 or $5.99, I'm sorry, I false advertised, it might be $7, that's two price seats. Skip this part of one of you pays for the meal. And then since it's all you can eat, all of you get to go up and make your plates. And basically you are getting a free dinner, except it costs $7. So thank you. That's my recommendation.
Wait, isn't that technically a felony?
You could definitely Google
extortion
that.
From CC's.
That's some homework. Look it up.
It might be.
I bet the Bible has something to say about this. That could be your next podcast, Libby.
The Bible doesn't even...
Pizza was literally always there. Pizza was before time began. Read your Bible, Will.
I don't know about that, but it's pretty... It's
cool. I feel like we're getting really close to a thin line.
Which translation do you read?
I bet you read the
Definitely
message.
The message.
I read the...
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you allowed to make fun of the message on this podcast?
But we still have not heard Steve's recommendation, so we should.
My recommendation. All right, I am very, very proud of my recommendation, and I kind of feel underrated because everyone else did like five, but I'm gonna do one. All right, so this thing literally will bring you unending amount of joy and happiness, practically this will substitute sleep and the Bible and food. It'll just be everything in one, all right? So if you have an internet, get something that can connect to the internet, all right? And on that something, preferably make it so it has a screen, and then Google puppy cam, like the little miniature dog. And there's these literal online streaming services where you can just watch little tiny puppies running around and sleeping live streamed all the time.
Did that make your day?
just in case, you know, there might be some you never know. From like Texas listening to this or something. I don't know.
Just in case, but there's some forgetting. Like,
any bad day will be fixed by the gaze of a puppy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aww.
I feel like Steve watched some puppy cam during this episode because he went from all of your lives suck to puppies are the solution to things.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe viewers, if you leave reviews and comments and subscribes and all that other stuff on the podcast, while you're subscribing, also say if these worked or not. But for this final segment, I think I have to turn it over to Natalie, sadly.
Okay, I don't know. It's been a hot minute since we've been back, but we are going to have to go for today, and we're going to be back eventually. So if you have topics you'd like to hear us address, send them our way, and share this podcast with your friends. Our infinite wisdom is – actually, we don't have infinite wisdom. That's wrong. Thank Only God has that. But our pretty good wisdom and a little bit of funniness goes a long way. So share this podcast and make sure to pay attention for the next time that we come out with one, hopefully within the next
couple of years.
I don't know how long, y'all.
Yeah.
A year maybe? Year. I don't know. A couple, something like that?
possibly an eon. However long
so
that
with
is.
That being said, I'm Natalie Yoder, and this is episode, what is it, 35, 36 of SNL Plus Will. Thank you for listening.